We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Masters and Scotty Scheffler, which is hit the damn thing there, winning his second green jacket. Flynn, good morning to you. Let's start with this, though, because you know everything about every sport, and you tapped in. This Warriors offseason is going to be riveting, and you've been around the Giants for so many years, and you understood the transition from the Lincecums to the Canes to the Bumgarners to the Brandons or whatnot, and it was a very difficult thing because of the loyalty and what they did with the organization. Warriors are in a similar spot now. Klay's a free agent. You know, Draymond's here for the next 3 years, but they don't make the playoffs. What's your view of what the Warriors are about to go through this offseason here as they don't make the playoffs for the third time in 5 years?
Whew, my view? my view is whatever they're paying Mike Dunleavy, it's probably not enough. This is a hard, hard spot to be in. I mean, you know, at least just from our perspective, we were watching the game the other night. I was on the road, but the kids were at home, and we were all texting, and all of us were saying, man, if that's it for Klay, it's just going to be so hard to imagine him playing for somebody else. And, you know, that's just it's painful to even think about, you know, what he's done for this team. And obviously his teammates, his coaches, they want to have him back. I would say this, like, there is a point where you do have to choose sentimentality versus maybe what's best for winning the most games. Mm-hmm. And so Warriors fans who are kind of debating this around, I mean, I think Giants fans were ready earlier to say goodbye to some of the great Giants than maybe the Giants franchise, maybe we gave the fans credit for. In mm-hmm. other words, I think Giants fans would have been okay with moving on from some of those players earlier than they did, if it meant, hey, you can sign different players, get younger, do this, do that, and maybe have a more competitive team. The 2021 Giants are a funny example because they kept Belt. They kept Crawford. Posey was obviously going to be back. They sort of doubled down, and they had this great year, and those guys played well. And it is possible that that's what happens with the Warriors. It's possible that Klay Thompson comes back and plays that well, but they are going to have to choose at some point here which direction to go. And I bet you Warriors fans are a little less sentimental than maybe most people would assume.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love your perspective.
All the calls we're taking. Yeah, that's an accurate statement, Flip.
That's very interesting. You know, Dave, you missed a game last night, a tie game at Kimball. Your son played very well. We missed you out there. But I'm looking at the Giants.
My phone buzzed in the seventh inning or something, and the only thing the tech said, you know, 14-year-old boys are, they're not real. They're not a lot of words from him, but the text was, Shasky says hi. That was it.
That's pretty good.
It was very cold out there. You missed nothing. My wife wouldn't let me bring the baby out there. But I get home. I'm watching the Giants game. I'm watching Logan Webb. I mean, he just looks spectacular. And, you know, I looked at all the numbers last year about how he was, you know, going deeper into games twice as much as even the second best guy in baseball. The innings logged, the way he pitches, you know, sitting kind of low 90s, throwing the changeup 40% of the time, sinker baller. Like, I mean, he fits the ethos of the team, the stadium, the division, and just he's a throwback player in an era where everyone's throwing max ability. To see him move the ball the way he does, I really enjoy Logan Webb as a player.
I totally agree, and I think he said it, or somebody in that clubhouse said it after the game. You watch that game last night and sort of think that's the blueprint for this franchise. The way they play that game last night, okay, it's going to be tight. And you pitch well, you play defense well in your home ballpark. You know you can stay close. And you've got the weapons, especially as the home team with the final at bat, to win the majority of those games. That's a good formula for this team. And I think, you know, it's interesting you bring that up about the, you know, less than max effort on every pitch. There's this massive debate going on right now in baseball, and rightfully so, about pitcher injuries. Well, clearly one of the number one things that's going on is pitchers are just being taught, and they're doing it willingly because it gets them to the big leagues mm-hmm. faster. It gets them paid more. Like they're doing it themselves, but they're being taught 100% at all times. And that's not what Logan Webb does. And I think if you watch closely, I mean, it's clearly what Jordan Hicks is doing is mimicking Webb. Like Jordan Hicks has dialed his stuff way back and has made this amazing transition into being an effective starting pitcher without any sort of learning curve at all. I mean, it's like astonishing everybody around the game how Jordan Hicks is doing this. The main reason he's doing it is because he learned how to dial back. And then, as he told us, he gets that closer mentality, say bases loaded, two outs, fourth inning. He leans back into his days as a reliever and can reach back and get something extra. And if you watch closely, Kyle Harrison is doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Kyle is, you know, he's kind of cruising along. You'll see some 94s every once in a while, 95 early in the game. And then it's a lot of 92s and 93s. And then when he gets into a pickle, here comes the 95, 96, 97 again. And that is old school. I mean, that's how it used to be. And there is something going on with this Giants team, whether they're teaching it, whether it's Logan's influence is showing everybody a different way to do it. But that is definitely happening with this Giants pitching staff.
No doubt it is. And I thought Kyle Harrison, he battled in that game down in Miami. I was very impressed. Give it up the early three runs. He battles. He keeps the Giants in the game. They still are late. But Lamont Wade Jr. is, well, you know, we talk about, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee, and he's still in some press clippings, and he's starting to come along and figure it out in the major leagues. How about Lamont Wade Jr.'s start to the season? If this guy can pop, now, we've been talking about, hey, maybe he could get somebody at first base. Don't really love the platooning at first base. But Lamont Wade Jr. could shut all that up if he continues his stellar play. The patience at the plate, I think he's playing well. He's running the bases well. Very impressive start for Lamont Wade Jr. here in 2024.
Yeah, very. He's having the best at-bats of anybody right now. And, you know, last year he was doing this and then sort of faded at the end of the year. I think a major challenge for Lamont is his body in condition to last the full year and do this for a full year? It's a huge challenge for him. And let's see if he can do it. I think he can because this guy's talented. Like, we've seen it enough now. 2021, he was awesome. You know, last year he, for the first half of the year, was really good. Lamont Wade can be an upper level kind of player over there at first base. He can be a top half of the league.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
First baseman, he probably already is, but he can be even better. The one thing is, you know, Giants are going to have to get some home runs from somewhere, and they're hitting them on the road. So the pace on the road is fine, not great, but fine. But they're going to need some power, and so Lamont is going to. Maybe that's not totally Lamont's game, but they need some power from somewhere.
They don't have a home run at home yet.
They do not. They did not have a single one. They've played seven home games, and they have not. They built this whole light system to, like, use after they hit a home run. And you, I don't know if you noticed last night late in the game, Nick Ahmed hits a double off the wall, and these poor people in the scoreboard room are so antsy to use the dang thing. They just hit the home run lights. He's rounding the bases. The Diamondbacks are relaying the ball back in, and the place goes dark. It's like they're just itching to hit that button. They haven't hit a home run at all. Not one.
Wow.
There's so many, like, really good story. Like, Nick Ahmed's playing really well right now. Tyler Fitzgerald, I mean, what a find he's been. I know FP was really high on him, and Wilmer's always been a contributor. Patrick Bailey looks solid at times this year. Conforto was red hot. He's cooled off a little. Estrada feels like he's coming around. But Jung-Hoo Lee, you're talking about throwback. I think he's a throwback, and I think we're only scratching the surface on him. He made a couple of plays last night defensively, but it was the arm in Tampa Bay. I don't know, man. I think that he's arrived earlier than expected because of the transition. I love Jung-Hoo Lee. Am I overrating him, though? Because some people here are arguing with me that maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse here. What's your thoughts on Jung-Hoo Lee the first month of the season?
I think you have the horse before the cart. I think you're good. I think your read is a good one on this one.
Just call me out, crying out loud.
No, Steiny.
Here's the thing about Lee. Like,
yay!
Steiny doesn't watch baseball.
It's hard to believe that he's going to not keep getting better. I mean, this guy's a really, really talented athlete and was the best player by far in the KBO, by far. And the adjustment is real. Like, this is a whole different level. So it's hard for me not to look at, say, Ha-Sung Kim and a lot of the other players that have come over from Korea and from Japan who have had a little adjustment period and then have really hit the ground running. And I think that's going to happen for this guy. So this, to me, is like, this is the adjustment period. And he's already been a good player, more than a good player, really good player. I think there's a lot more in there from this guy. He is naturally instinctive. He's a good defensive player. He's a fast base runner. He's hitting the ball hard. He's in the top 10 in all of MLB in hard hit batted balls this year. So, you know, as he learns how to maybe lift the ball a little more, get a little more gap power, we've seen the last couple of games some infield hits. That should be a part of his game. You go back and watch Ichiro. Ichiro got a lot of those. Yep. Like, when you're fast and you hit the ball, kind of spray it around, you should get a bunch of those. Even the error last night, like, that's a forced error. He hits the ball softly, but he's so fast, the second baseman rushes, kicks the ball, and it starts a rally. I mean, that's to me, that speed forces errors. And so you should be excited about this guy. I mean, at the bare minimum, he's already established he can be a solid player in this league, and I think he's going to get a lot better.
Yeah, the one guy who, you know, we were talking about patience because a lot of people, you know, they say, hey, the Warriors, maybe they should rip it down to the studs. And I'm saying, how patient do you want to be? We know all Giants fans, we were not patient during the rebuild. We were basically bringing pitchforks to the yard saying, Farhan, do something, do something, do something. How patient should fans be with Blake Snell, who's gotten off to a rocky start? We understand no spring training. He's trying to ramp it up here, catch up to speed. How far along do you think he is? How close is he to becoming that guy we saw last year winning Cy Young in the National League?
I don't think he's that close yet. I think there needs to be some patience. Two things. Number one, no spring training. Impossible to mimic. Impossible to, you know, you cannot replace the ramp up. That spring training basically exists for pitchers. Like, position players could get ready in 10 days, you know, maybe 2 weeks, maybe, and they'd be ready to go. Spring training exists to build pitchers up. You know, it's game stamina, it's game strength, it's mechanical sharpness, it's all that stuff. It takes time, and he didn't have that. And he's always been a slow starter anyway. You know, I was talking to Bob Melvin the other day, and he's like, well, yeah, you know, this is his pattern anyway, is he's a slow starter early in the year. So I think a little more patience is needed. Just tonight, okay, so he's on the mound tonight. Let's hope for a nice step forward, like a little more command, a little more sharpness, get deeper in the game. Doesn't have to be Cy Young dominant yet, because we will see that Blake Snell this year. There will be a lot of starts of Cy Young dominance, but it's probably too much to expect that happens tonight.
Yeah, I think you referenced him earlier, but the biggest surprise for me has been Jordan Hicks. It's just he's been just dominant. But that's not who I want to ask you about. I'm just looking at this bullpen as a whole. And, like, Camilo's Camilo. He's got to speed it up with the pitch clock. We know that's kind of an issue. The Rodgers is, it feels like they're kind of coming around here. And they're trying to, like, build this bullpen from the back, you know, to the bridge of getting to these starters. And I'm looking at Eric Miller here. And I find him fascinating. It reminds me a lot of Camilo year one, where, like, early on you could see the raw potential, but it needed to be molded into something. Is he a guy that they're looking at as some sort of a seventh, eighth inning guy, like long term moving forward? Because I really like his stuff.
Yes. Yes, they are. I mean, if you people, you know, it's possible that some people actually work for a living and didn't watch the day game the other day in Miami. So if that's you as a Giants fan listening now, if you can go back and find a clip of his outing on Wednesday, getaway day in Miami, watch that inning. It is hard to watch that and not think, oh, my goodness, the Giants have something in this guy. Like, that is pure dominant stuff from the left side, what he showed on Wednesday. Now, the challenge for him has always been to show it with consistency and throw strikes. You can get away with less strike throwing as a reliever. It's not ideal to walk hitters. You don't, you know, especially close game, late game, walks can really kill you. But when you're just emptying the tank in one inning stints, you can work around a little wildness with pure swing and miss stuff. This guy's had three weapons that are really high quality from the left side. He threw 100 and he threw a swing and miss changeup, like, change up, 100, change up, and struck a guy out the other day. I was like, oh, my goodness. Eric Miller has a chance to be really good. That was a savvy trade. You know, the Giants sent Junior Marte to the Phillies to get this guy. And, you know, he's wild in the minor leagues, but they're just trying to be patient with him. He's got a chance to be really good.
Flynn, always good talking to you. Glad you made it safely back from Augusta. Special tournament is always the Masters. Yeah, you're right about the Warriors. And let's see what the Giants do, man. I like where they're at right now. Let's get a home run in the yard tonight on a Friday night. See, I hadn't even thought of even having to use the lights to see the lights all the time.
This is the weekend.
This is the weekend. This is the weekend.
Yes.
We're betting on that one, Flynn.
It kind of does tell you our the bar has been lowered a little bit. Yeah, this weekend, this is going to be the one.
Just win games. Yeah, just win, you know, baby.
Correct. And nobody's going to complain if they keep winning. It has been a cold start to the year here. Home runs are down across the league. It's not something to be too panicked about. They've hit 17 of them away from home. So they're hitting plenty of home runs on the road. These are, last thought, these are important games. Like, with this new schedule where you don't get to play your division rivals as much, like, these are, it makes it fun. I mean, these head-to-head division games against other contenders are really, really important. I mean, we could be talking in the last week of the year about tiebreaker scenarios with the teams in the NL West, and holding that tiebreaker against the Diamondbacks could be really important.
Flynn, tell your son we said hi.
Yeah, Bonte and Chasky say hi.
We could just text
I'll
him
just
that.
Text him that.
Yeah, just text him that.
Hey, I'll see you in the playoffs, SFYBL, Dave.
Yeah, you might not see me. It's hard for me now. It stinks. I can't see them. See him play.
Well,
I will.
I'll be there to support for you, Dave, and I'll root for your son over Sasky.
Here's the scouting report. He's 5 feet taller than me.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
All right, Flip. It's always good to talk to Flip.
He's a player.
Giants Diamondbacks to see if Blake Snell could get rolling here. But I had a thought as we're talking to Flip, and we started off asking about the Giants because he's tapped in. He's a Bay Area guy. We got full phone lines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.